Texte numéro 87. Rethinking screen time. Screen time at first glance seems easy to understand. It's simply the time spent on devices with screens, such as smartphones, tablets, laptops and TVs. But this basic definition hides the variety within people's digital activities. To truly understand screen time's impact, you need to look closer at specific digital activities and how each affects cognitive function and mental health. In our research, we divide screen time into four broad categories: educational use, work-related use, social interaction, and entertainment. For education, activities like online classes and reading articles can improve cognitive skills like problem-solving and critical thinking. Digital tools like mobile apps can support learning by boosting motivation, self-regulation, and self-control. But these tools also pose challenges, such as distracting learners and contributing to poorer recall compared with traditional learning methods. For young users, screen-based learning may even have negative impacts on development and their social environment. Screen time for work, like writing reports or attending virtual meetings, is a central part of modern life. It can improve productivity and enable remote work. However, prolonged screen exposure and multitasking may also lead to stress, anxiety, and cognitive fatigue. Screen use for social connection helps people interact with others through video chats, social media, or online communities. These interactions can promote social connectedness and even improve health outcomes, such as decreased depressive symptoms and improved glycemic control for people with chronic conditions. But passive screen use, like endless social media scrolling, can lead to negative experiences, such as cyberbullying, social comparison, and loneliness. Screen use for entertainment provides relaxation and stress relief. Mindfulness apps or meditation tools, for example, can reduce anxiety and improve emotional regulation. Creative digital activities like graphic design and music production can reduce stress and improve mental health. However, too much screen use may reduce well-being by limiting physical activity and time for other rewarding pursuits. Screen time affects people differently based on factors like mood, social setting, age, and family environment. Your emotions before and during screen use can shape your experience. Positive interactions can lift your mood, while loneliness might deepen with certain online activities. The social context of screen use also matters. Watching a movie with family can strengthen bonds, while using screens alone can increase feelings of isolation, especially when it replaces face-to-face interactions. Understanding screen use requires a more nuanced approach than tracking the amount of time people spend on their screens. Recognizing the different effects of specific digital activities and distinguishing between active and passive use are crucial steps. Using standardized definitions and combining quantitative data with personal insights would provide a fuller picture. For the rest of us, this awareness encourages a balanced digital diet that blends enriching online and offline activities for better well-being. Adapted from theconversation.com, November 2024.